Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. I'm extremely honored and excited today to be speaking to Dr. Steve Green. Dr. Green, he is a publisher at Charisma, Ministry Today, Spirit-Led Woman, and Christian Retailing. He's also started a podcast network at cpnshows.com. And he's just authored a brand new book called Love Leads, and that's loveleadsbook.com. Dr. Steve Green, how are you doing today, sir?
Brad, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for being on the show. It's an honor to be on. Glad to see great people in Tulsa developing good products.
Absolutely. We miss you in Tulsa and Bixby, by the way, Dr. Green. So
thanks, Brad. I miss it, too. I miss it every day. I really miss my students at RU, and, of course, I miss my church. But, you know, God led me here, and I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, you're doing some amazing stuff. I don't know how you do it all, Dr. Green, so it's exciting to follow.
No, here it is. I get to work at 5 a.m. I leave about 7 p.m.
Wow, okay. So that's how you do it then, for sure. But I wanted to first kind of touch base on a few things. I wanted to talk about Love Leads Book and then also the podcast network. But let's start off with loveleadsbook.com. You've got a great website. You've got kind of an explainer video that you guys do a great job at. Tell me a little bit about that book.
Well, the book is it's a very spiritual download for me. I've got a lot of my friends in Tulsa kept asking me, when are you going to write a book?
Right.
And this is that book, but it's not the book they expected. Everybody expected I would write in marketing. And I write every day in marketing. I'm just podcasting more now, and I'm doing so many different things. So I felt like this was a book straight from the heart of God that I wish I could have led this way my entire career. I learned late the proper way to lead, and I obviously still leading. I've got a large staff of people that I work with now, so I felt like it was imperative for me to write what I felt like I was learning. And I'll just give you a quick download. The very first sentence in chapter one is, if God is love and I have not love, how then am I supposed to lead? So I think we'd all agree that God is love, but from that, I haven't had a lot of leaders that really understood leading in love the way God does. So that's the premise of the book. I've used a lot of Bible characters to deliver the message that they heard as they were leading in their time on earth, you know, the way they led and what they learned from it. And I think leadership's a work in progress for all of us, Brad.
Absolutely. I agree completely. I also wanted to touch base. You said before the call, you said you've got 260,000 total downloads from the podcast network that you set up. It's cpnshows.com, and Dr. Green has, it's Green Lines, and it's G-R-E-E-N-E Lines, correct?
Yes.
So you podcast often there, and you've got a wide network of people that are podcasting as well, correct?
Yes, sir. We've got three podcasts that are doing well. And my strategy when I got here, Brad, it might interest your listeners a little bit because it's different. A lot of guys start with one podcast and they just try to grow that podcast. They get up on iTunes, they get it posted, they get some, you know, get some momentum going. But what we did right from the beginning is we launched 5 shows on day one.
Okay.
And, you know, I've got a built-in advantage because I have an audience that comes to our websites.
Right.
But basically, I found the Christian readers that, you know, hungry people that want to read more about how to live their life and pleasing to the Lord, I think they're easy to reach through other, you know, one network feeds the other one. So we opened up, it seems like to me, I had 2,000 downloads in the first week. And then, you know, we went to 5 and then 10. And, you know, we averaged 35,000 downloads a week over about 5 shows.
Wow.
And that's not bad. You know, it's certainly not you know, some of the major ones that are available, like The American Life or some of those. But He goes, I'll get 25,000 a show.
Right.
But when you're trying to build an audience and aggregate an audience and bring them in, we've only been doing it probably 15, 16 months and not promoting it heavily, not promoting it off the site at all. We haven't run ads anywhere.
Okay.
Our own sites, using our own information, and trying to cross-pollinate. But we know that we have an avid listener. If we put a new show up, we'll get a new audience. We'll average 2,000 a day with some of our shows.
Wow, okay. That's great.
And others, you know, that's not bad. That's just in one day.
Right.
So what? One of the things you and I know about podcasts is they're evergreen.
Yep.
And I'll still see, I'll go to my download page and I'll still see today double-digit downloads of episode one 18 months ago.
Yep.
Episode two of my show, just of Green Lines. And right. That's not anything to brag about, but it's something to say that there's still, we're connecting still. We're still growing. People are still finding us. And I think all that's great.
It is. That's exciting.
The takeaway, if I were a listener, is I would really consider a network rather than, and your own network.
Yeah.
That we've got plans for this network. When I started it, I knew that I would be able to attract pastors and book writers and other Christians who have stories to tell where they don't have the time or the desire to build it. We'll just do what you and I are doing now and talk on the phone and allow them to build and operate their own podcast that way.
That's
they
easy.
They don't have to find microphones and have post edits and all that. We'll just set them up and do the work for them. So
that's
we're
awesome.
Kind of headed that direction. And for any of us, I mean, this industry is so wide open that good thinkers with good content, you know, Brad, it still comes down to that. Good content's what sells it. Now, we may not be good content for half of America or maybe two-thirds of America, but I don't need them all.
Right.
We just need to reach the people that we write to. We write to Christians who want a better way of living, who are trying to grow it, trying to figure it out. We write to them, and that's good enough for us.
That's awesome. You guys are doing some amazing things. And I think you moved down there, what, 2-3 years ago, correct?
I'm in my we've been here 2.5 years now.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That's exciting.
I can't believe it's passed that quickly.
Right.
It's like yesterday I was preaching at Bixby Community Church.
Absolutely. It seemed like yesterday we were having lunch at Applebee's. So
yes, sir. I remember it.
Yeah, and having your breakfast. So, well, I had just kind of a few questions for you that our listeners always enjoy hearing. What would you say is the, you know, if you could narrow it down to one thing, what would be the most exciting thing to you about business right now? Or the most exciting thing in your business?
In our business. Okay, obviously it's content generation.
Yeah.
And I'm calling Mark. I'm pretty excited about what I'm learning in marketing. I'm still a marketer. I was raised as a marketer, went to school. I've done nothing in my life but that. And I still see so much new on the horizon, the new virtual reality and how we're engaging with that. What would you say to me if you're a Christian and you really care about learning more and I could put you in Israel and take you on a tour, in a virtual reality tour of all the sites that Jesus visited?
Yep.
You know, I'm excited about that. I feel like there's legs there. There's possibilities. It's very deliverable, where a lot of folks will never be able to get on an airplane and travel over there, but they love to see the sites. And it's so different from a DVD experience.
You know, right.
Very real.
Right.
That excites me. Things like that, Brad, where there's new digital. We're still figuring out podcasting. Believe it or not, I'm going old school and going back to video on my internet sites, trying to add more eyeballs to the site by just adding more YouTube videos, just more straight. You know, we don't have to worry about fancy equipment and lighting and all the things we did when I was growing up in media that I worried about in broadcasting. Now all I've got to do is deliver good content. And it doesn't matter what we talk about today. I'm going to probably say that more times you want to hear me say it. Content is king, and those words are so trite almost. Everybody says it. But if everybody says it, why isn't everybody doing it?
Right.
Because they don't understand felt need.
Yep.
You understand what your listeners want to hear, and you deliver that to them. We understand how to write to our audience, and we deliver what they want. That's why we're growing. Because if we don't deliver content, they're not going to listen. They're not going to download.
I totally agree. that's kind of one of the reasons we started the podcast, was just to get more content, you know.
Sure.
Sometimes it takes, you know, an hour to write a 350 word blog post when you can have a 15 minute conversation and get 2,000 words, you know.
That plus you can spin off of it. There's so much. Yep. Again, we're looking for every way we can to cross pollinate. The repurpose is another name for it. But use this content here and that content there and change it up and turn it into a video with the same content. There's so many ways. But ultimately, consumers will know if we do, our audience will know if we do that. So we try to stay fresh everywhere, but we don't have to stay fresh everywhere.
Right.
We can repurpose.
Exactly.
So that's what's exciting, Brad. I think just doing new things, keep coming up with new ideas and new ways, that's what I want to do more of.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. What would you say is the best business advice you've ever received? Or I should say ever given, probably. So.
Yes. Something that really made a difference. I don't know if you've ever heard of Jay Abraham. He's a pretty strong marketer.
Yes.
He calls himself a marketing genius, and I think he probably is. He's done a lot of really good things. But I was in a meeting with him. Of course, I've read a lot of his books. I've attended his seminars. I think he's retired, I think, now. I don't think he's doing much. He's the kind of charges that his fees are like $25,000 for an hour.
Right.
He's pretty but one of the things I got from him was a concept of leverage. That here it is in a nutshell, that if I've got a good story and I change the headline on it and now I pick up 80% more viewers or more sales, then I've leveraged the ad. So Jay's always challenged me in my mind. I keep hearing him say, what's the leverage point? How are you leveraging that story? What he's saying is, and of course you and I leverage content,
right?
But he's saying about everything we do in our entire business, what can we do to get more out of it without necessarily spending more money? Doing a little bit of a tweak here or a tweak there, and all of a sudden you can generate a lot more revenue. And it's subtle things that Jay would come in, look at what a guy's doing and say, you don't have to spend more money, do this, this, and this, repurpose it a little bit, twist like this, and he'd increase revenue in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
It's cool. So I look for that every day. I write about it. I look for it. I want to leverage my time better. I want to get more out of everything. That if I'm going to do it, how can I get more out of that doing it? Rather than trying to go find something new to do, find another way. If you were trying to leverage this podcast, you'd find maybe another show to put it on. A guy
right.
with another audience where you could leverage it. Do trades, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, carry your show. Lots of thinking could be done there. Joint ventures is a leverage. But there's a lot of ways of talking about it. The issue is think this way. What can I change to increase sales? I can change one thing internally. Change copy. Change the illustration. Change the offer. Try a new offer. Watch what happens. That's leverage.
Man, I love it. I love it. That's great. One thing I miss about you, Dr. Green, is when you were doing the Breakfast for Champions, usually you would cover a book that you read for the week.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, this is kind of probably a tough question because I know you're an avid reader, but what books would you recommend to our listeners? You could narrow it down to maybe two or three.
Yeah, I can. The thing, if you want to keep up with my reading, I'm pretty transparent on Facebook or Twitter.
Okay.
I try to put what I'm reading. And like I read three books over the weekend. I've had some really exciting. That's one of the things I should have said to you before. What am I excited about right now? Some of what I'm reading is challenging me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not, last three I haven't read in marketing, but I see marketing in it.
Okay.
I see a lot of really good things that are going to help the way I think. So I'm always looking for that. But if I were to tell you the one book that's made the most difference, I require every client to read, everyone that I work with, and that's still the same. Steve Currington will tell you that's where we started, and that's where I want to start everyone, and that's on The E-Myth by Gerber.
Yep.
A little older, but when I read it once a year, it feels like it's freshly written.
Right.
Capital E-MYTH.
Absolutely. E-Myth,
revisited. It's an amazing book. Particularly for entrepreneurial people, or perhaps you're in a job where you're intrapreneurial, you're creating new ideas and new things inside of your company. E-Myth will help you. It's a real basic, but very you read it and say, is this guy hiding out in my closet? How does he know I'm going through this stuff? It's like he nailed everything that I'm going through. I hear that from almost everyone I give the book to. I've given away cases of it. I buy them by the caseload and give them away. They're such a great book. And don't get any of his advanced stuff, his the books that came after that, E-Myth Mastery and some of those. Just buy that little paperback, the E-Myth Revisited, and you'll have Gerber. G-E-R-B-E-R. He's an amazing former college professor and sold millions of copies of that book for a reason. It's really good advice.
That's awesome. Yeah, we read it as a staff this year, as our executive team. We all went through it and went through the chapters together. It's a great book.
You may want to read anything Andy Stanley writes in leadership. He's not a typical source for leadership that you might read. Maxwell, that type of guy.
Yep.
Andy's younger. He's got a real new look at leadership. He's fresh. He didn't write the way I write. He didn't go at it from a spiritual viewpoint. But Andy's always spiritual. But he's got a way of leadership that's very practical for whether you're in the Christian walk or not. It's still a really good book on some of the things that Andy presents in leadership. I think you'll like it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know that you also, you know, obviously record podcasts. Would you have any that you would recommend to our listeners besides, you know, obviously check out cpnshows.com. That's where you have them all, correct? Your network.
Yes, they're all there. If you type in cpnshows.com, you can pick and choose which one you want to listen to.
Perfect.
And again, just without apologetics, they're all spiritual.
Right, right.
You had an athletic show from a spiritual viewpoint. We interviewed athletes who, you know, really give it all to God and talk about their success. Tim Tebow types, you know, so from there to all the way into leadership, marketing. My marketing podcast there is spiritual. But it's just information people still need, however, whatever door I go through. But anyway, that's CPN. Here's a couple other ones that you may want to know about.
Okay.
I want to lead with the TED Radio Hour. It's TED Talks,
yep.
TED. The TED Radio Hour is good for guys who want to listen to it on their phone while they're driving.
Right.
You can pick up a lot of good TED Talks just and listen to it as a podcast. So that's helped me out. I still like This American Life. It's still one of my favorites.
Yes.
I don't listen to it as often as I want to because it's not necessarily instructional. I don't learn a lot from it, but it's interesting and I like it.
Right.
I always listen to Serial when it's live. And then one that I try to pick out one that I think is really good for your listeners, for this audience, and may have missed it. It's called Passive Amazon Income.
Huh.
And, you know, it's selling a little bit, but it's a guy that made a whole lot of money in year one just doing Amazon things and a very passive income, creating the ways that Amazon teaches it. I would just direct you to that podcast, and I'd say hang out with it, and you're going to learn a lot. It may not be a lifestyle. It may not be the kind of business you want to get into, but I like passive income. I've always taught my students to have multiple streams, and passive streams are good because passive means I don't have to work at it every day. Do a little bit on it. Keep it going. You'll make a little bit of money, then a little bit, and you won't make a lot right at first, and then it'll start to grow, and you can make some serious money if you stay at it with a little bit of consistency every week, just a little bit. And then you'll see, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. I don't propose it that way. I have nothing to do with it except I listen to it.
Right.
Amazon Income, great podcast. You can find it on iTunes.
I haven't heard of that one, so I'm definitely going to check that one out. So
I think you'll like it. That's what I brought to the table. I've got others I listen to, but those are the good ones.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Green, for being on our podcast today.
Well, Brad, I always like hanging out with you. I'm proud of you. I'm glad to see your growth.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm happy for everyone that listens to your show because I know they're learners. And that's I'd leave you with that thought that, you know, I'm 64 and I still devour as much as I did at 23. I changed my whole focus of life at age 23 by making a contract to read 3 books a week. And there's not many weeks in my life that I have not. Sometimes it's been a few less, sometimes it's been a few more. But I've always had good intake valve.
Yep.
I really like all this digital stuff because it's easy on an old guy. But But I still love to curl up with a book, and, you know, good hardback book and read. So I hope that's helpful to you, and I sure appreciate you inviting me, and wish the best for all of you and your listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Green. Have a good day, sir.
You too.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.